Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. We are talking to you from the studios of WCNO in Palm City, but we hope that wherever you are benefiting from these Dad Up Radio shows. We would like to hear from you. Where are you listening to us from? I've heard from listeners in Fort Lauderdale. I've heard from people who listen in Port St. Lucie and Stuart, Jensen Beach. But we want to hear from you. Please call or text us to let us know where you're listening and hopefully that we are impacting your lives. We want to make a challenge today. Today is the S of spies. And for those who are joining us for the very first time, what we try to do each day is to empower our fathers to be better spies. Spies stands for spiritual, physical, intellectual, emotional, social. So for those five tires on your special figurative car, we want to make sure that you are strengthening, you're having enough air. Is it PSI? Yes. Yeah, you make sure you have the right air in each of those. And if you if you decide that there is one that's too low and needs a little bit of pumping up or strengthening, that we hope you do so. In fact, today in the studio, we have a full house, and I'm so glad we have Bob is in the house. Bob, welcome back. You were here in the very first one, man.
That is correct, and I'm delighted to be back. Thank you, Seamus.
All right. Charles, it's as if you live here, man, and I just love it. You are here every day.
Great residence. I'm very comfortable here.
Thank you, my brother. And Mike is in the house. Mike, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
It's good to be here. I'm the guy that sleeps on the couch, I guess.
And Bill, welcome back, man. You were also here on day one, August 1st, which was when we started.
I love it. I'm just looking to catch up. You guys are doing a great job, and I love being here when I can be.
Well, we're glad you're here today. So let's talk a little bit, gentlemen. The very first time we met, we rated ourselves on the scale of 1 to 10 as to where we were on the spies chart. And I won't go back to ask you exactly what your numbers were then, but let me ask you today, which one of your tires is the lowest of the spies? Which one do you need to add some air in and bring it up? Is it the spiritual? Is it the physical? Is it the intellectual and the mental health? Is it the emotional? Is it the social? Which one would you say is your lowest today as we speak? Bob, I'm starting with you. You're starting with the oldest and the wisest in here.
You're taking a big chance. Seamus, I need to really think about that, because I think on my spiritual journey, I'm doing pretty well. I really enjoy my time in the morning where I'm able to spend time reading devotionals and praying. But quite frankly, we're all on this journey, but we never really measure up, I think, to where we want to be. And so I pray long and consistently, especially with my daughter recently moving down to Florida.
Hey.
And I'm so just delighted. But she's, you know, she's got three kids and she's in her new marriage. And I want her to be working on that, and I want her to be working with me on that relationship with him as well.
Amen. But I'm challenging you here. So I'm asking for the one that is lowest. That one is top for you and then a good one. But which one do you think, the spies, the S, the P, the I, the E, which one do you think you need a little bit of air in?
I think if I was going to need any air, it would certainly be on the physical side of things. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Charles?
And I would say the same thing, because the physical aspect is usually one that is neglected the most. I'm at a point now where I go to the gym regularly, but my flesh wants to stay in bed that much longer. So I have to, I thank God for giving me the discipline that when that alarm goes off, I get up and I get started to first with my devotion and then go to the gym for the physical aspect.
All right. Mike?
We're all spinning plates, right? Like we all want to keep them up and keep them going. And it sometimes it's hard to figure out which one needs a little bit more spinning to keep upright. For me, I think right now, it's because I want to say it's emotional just because of the fact that you can ride so high on your spiritual side, right? Like you, God is walking with you and everything's working, everything is clicking. And then all of a sudden you feel like there's a connection that needs to be like adjusted a little bit. And usually it's on the inside. And it's like, I feel like the emotional part, you get wrapped up in everything that's going on. You kind of, that kind of lacks for me.
So that's okay. For you, the emotional. All right. Bill?
Well, I'm glad Mike changed it up because it would have just been a clean house of physical for all of us. Whenever you see a cluster of something, it's probably when you need to dive in. For me right now, it's physical. It's time management. You know, we have a lot of things going on, and you, as a man, you're trying to get everything done. And then that physical seems to kind of slip away in the time. But I you know, I'm going to use a reference that Charles Holder saying, what I find myself now doing as a former basketball player that he is, I find myself, my mind is shifting away from a power game to more of a finesse game.
All right.
I'm moving away from the power of physicality to technique and stretching and, you know, those kind of things. So that's where my focus, because that's really where I have to go from this point forth, is that, you know, the strength starts leaving, but you still need to be fluid, you still need to be mobile, you still need to have your balance. So that's my challenge right now. And if I had to, That's the tire that needs air in me right now.
Wow. I must admit, too, that the physical is for me. I normally love to walk or garden, and I haven't done any of those for a long time. And I could say it's too hot outside, but it's not an excuse. So, yeah, we do need to watch those tires and not excuse ourselves to say, oh, because I'm high emotionally or because I'm high spiritually, we need all five tires to be at the right level.
PSI.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we are unbalanced. So, it's Monday, and we are looking at the spiritual. So, it's S today. And I want to share this with you, gentlemen, and I need your input here as well as those who are listening to this program. Whatever we do here, whatever information we share with our listening audience, we want to make sure that it is grounded in two things. One, that it's biblical. Now, it doesn't mean everybody who listens to us has to be a Christian or anything like that, but we will never intentionally come on this show and propagate anything that is unbiblical. That's number one. Number two, it needs to be evidence-based. It needs to be something that is proven. I would never come and say you're a better dad if you are a gardener. Because there's no evidence to prove that. You know what I mean? It would just be my personal choice. So I want to refer this morning to a scripture from the Bible that I love so much, because when this idea was birthed in my heart, gentlemen, to start the father-child connection, I wanted to make sure it wasn't just a good idea, but it was a God idea. Because if you put God and good side by side, it's just one little zero that makes the difference. And sometimes, even when you have a good idea, it is not a God idea. But the reason I am convinced that dad-up and the father-child connection, they are grounded in biblical principles, it's because of something that I have seen here in 2 Timothy chapter 2. So I want us to look at this. This is one of those passages normally read on Mother's Day. And we're going to use it because there's something powerful here, gentlemen. So from this passage that we're going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, the two areas that I just mentioned, the biblical and the sort of research-based foundations, are brought out very clearly here. So let's read this passage. Brother Charles, since you have the more radio voice here,
okay.
I know, could you go ahead and read verses 1 through 5? And listening audience, if you can follow, please do. If not, keep your eyes on the road and listen. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
Okay. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son.
All right, so hold it. I wanted to make a note of that. Listening audience, fathers, moms, everybody, listen to verse 2. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son. All right.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day.
And there's another stop. I want us to pay attention to prayers night and day. So consistent, intentional prayers. All right, verse 4.
Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears.
Mindful of thy tears. Timothy's tears. Paul was mindful of those.
That I may be filled with joy.
And then verse 5.
When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also.
All right. So here is where I get excited, Bob. Here is where I get excited when I read God's word and when I see what we're trying to do here in this program and through the father-child connection. We read just now of a young man that is so familiar to all of us, Timothy. He was surrounded, according to verse 5, by some strong spiritual woman. He was fortunate to have his grandmother, Lois, and he had his mother, Eunice, who poured into him the foundations of the faith. You can't ask for better than that. To have a grandmother and to have a mom who pour into you the foundation of your faith, that is a blessing. The question is, shouldn't that have been enough? To be grown up, to be reared by two amazing women who take care of you and pour their lives into you and their faith, shouldn't that be enough? Well, apparently not. Because if you notice in verse 2, Paul called Timothy his son. And the question that I ask myself, brothers, and I want to pull you in, if having a strong mom and having strong grandmothers and having strong aunts and having strong sisters and all of those wonderful strong women in your life, if that was sufficient, what purpose was there for Paul to be in Timothy's life? So, question for you. Who were the strong women in your life when you were growing up? Or was there any? Who were they, if you had any? When you were growing up, who were the strong women in your life? I want to start with you, Mike, because I know a little bit of your story, my friend. Tell me.
Well, I mentioned before on the show that I didn't grow up without my dad. I just met him actually about 4 years ago.
And if you don't mind, the last Father's Day, which just went by, was special in many ways. Why was that?
That was our first Father's Day together.
Awesome.
Two years before that, it was my first birthday with him. So there's a lot of monuments or momentous occasions, I would say, that we are celebrating now. But in my life, it was my mother raised me and my sister. She worked nights, so I would get dropped off at my grandmother's house, and my aunt lived with her as well. So they instilled in me, like, how to treat a woman, how to laugh. They had great senses of humor, and things like that. But it wasn't really faith-based, honestly. So I didn't really connect with a father figure. Once in a while, my grandfather would come. He was a Chicago police officer, and he would come and visit. And but other than that, you know, my sense of a father figure was what I would see on television or what I would see in my friends' dads. So I always felt like I was missing like a huge piece of my life.
Even though you had some very good, strong women in your life.
Yeah.
What about you, Bill?
Yeah, first and foremost, my mother was a strong presence in my life. She was pretty much abandoned. She's from Cuba. She was abandoned when she was less than five. Her mother passed away and her father gave her away. And then she rose herself up and you know, she married an American businessman and brought us here and had, my sister was born in Cuba. My brother and I were born here and she just, and then I have two fathers. That was my my physical father gave me my name. He passed away when I was very young at 8 years old. But she was a presence in my life that was unshakable. She was just an amazing woman. And I was fortunate enough by the grace of God to repay my love for her. I was her one and only caretaker for 10 years, the final 10 years of her life. Awesome. And I was blessed to be able to hand her off to God. And that was the final words that she said to me. It just unlocked some amazing things. And anything I tell people, anything that I do from that point forth, anything in this world I do business-wise or, you know, effort-wise, just pales in comparison to that moment in time to get those final messages from your mother of how grateful she was for the time that you put in there. So she's first and foremost. My sister, very powerful woman as well. She passed away several years ago, but there was a moment in time where we didn't know she had a ministry. She just kept it very quiet, and at her viewing, the place was packed with people I had never seen who were so touched by her. So that is the second most, and I've been blessed right now. I have a wonderful wife who's a very important woman in my life and brings truth and happiness and just the things that a stable, godly woman brings to the table. So I'm blessed with in that way.
All right. Bob?
You know, I was raised in a Catholic family. Both my mom and dad were Catholics, and they were devout Catholics. And to be honest with you, my mom was a very quiet, demure person. And the family was really dominated by my dad. So I maybe tell a little dad story, if you don't mind. You know, I was a son before I became a father. Mm. And my father was a very strong person, physically, mentally, emotionally. And he was very, very difficult with me. And, you know, when you finally become a father, you say to yourself, you want to take the positive attributes of your dad, but you don't want to take the things that were hurtful for you when you grew up. So my story is a relatively simple one. My father, as I said, was a tough guy, and I was well into my 30s, and I never heard my dad once say to me that he loved me. And I was on a trip one time, and my wife actually convinced me, you know, you ought to tell your dad that you love him. And on a phone call, I did tell him that. And that moment changed our relationship forever. I never had a conversation with my dad after that, whether it was in person or on the phone, where he didn't end the conversation with me and say, son, I love you.
Even though you initiated it.
So, it, you know, I mean, so now I make sure with my daughter, I certainly end every conversation I have with her with I love you, and it's an unconditional love. So I thought I'd just share that with you.
Oh, man. Yeah. You're way ahead, because we have a program coming up where we're going to be talking about that, but you'll still need to come back.
I'll mention it again.
Charles, the strong woman in your life when you were growing up.
Well, again, it starts with my, and it's ironic because it's my grandmother and my mother, because my mother, my grandmother first, was a charter member of our church, Port Savannah Church of God. She was one of the first, I think it was 15 members of the church, her and her husband. So she, all I knew her as was a Christian woman. And then my mother, she came to Christ just before my second birthday. So in a sense, all I knew of her was as a Christian woman. And then my aunts also, because mm-hmm. I had five aunts besides my mom. And the dads and the uncles were working a lot, which they had to do in the 60s and 70s. So a lot of times we didn't see our dads as much. Most of the time, there would be stretches, especially during basketball season, that I wouldn't see my dad unless it was at a game. Because he'd be working, I'd be in school, come home from practice, he'd still be working. I'd get up to go the next day, he'd be asleep, and the cycle would continue. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times it was with my grandmother, my aunts, and my mother. But I can tell you this, as far as the father's presence, it was always great at an away game to look up in the stands mm-hmm. and see my dad.
My mom was that woman in my life, and it was partly, I believe, the fact that she was the one who was present, in physically present. I again, we're going to have a conversation about that. The sort of difficulty, no excuses, that men have being the main breadwinner most of the times, not all of the times, and striking that balance between coming home and being the sort of social, emotional person, not always possible, especially when they had to travel abroad like my dad did. But again, the presence of my mom. Now, I have personally had women when I am out in the community doing this work who would show up at some of the dad's sessions that I have and would say to me, well, I'm here because the dad can't be here, so I'm here. And I've also had women who would say to me, I don't need a man. They have made it professionally and career-wise, and they said, I don't need a man. I often challenge them on that. One, because of what I see here in Scripture, and two, because of what the research shows, that even though she may not need a man, and that's arguable, the child needs mm-hmm. a man. Mm-hmm. So I see here Lois, grandma, mom, Eunice, being present, but right in verse 2, Paul was there for Timothy, and he was praying for him. Today, we're looking at the spiritual aspect of spies and how important it is for dads to go to God and say, God, I can't do this by myself. I need your help. You might say to the family, I've got it. Right? I've got it, but you haven't got it. And so you turn to God and you ask for help. Before I ask your input on that, dads, I'm not sure if you've ever watched the National Geographic Channel, and you'll see, for example, swans just gliding across the pond. They look so graceful, effortless. And then the underwater camera shows you that underneath they're doing this like crazy. They're paddling. They are working it up underneath there. So there are times when we're just like that. We seem to be doing well in ministry, in our business, but we're paddling underneath. Having somebody who can pray for us and with us is so vital. What are you guys, oh my goodness, we're almost out of time. We're gonna continue this conversation again, because it is so vital to have the presence of a praying dad or praying father figure in your lives. For you, Charles, I know your dad did eventually come to Christ at yes. what age? 66 or 60?
61.
Gee. And he was one of those people who prayed for you.
Yes, yes, definitely. At my lowest point, if he hadn't prayed for me, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
I want to challenge our listening audience, especially our men. We have a program, one of the many things that we attempt here, called Dad Tour. This is when we invite fathers and father figures from the community to volunteer at least 1 hour per week to be a father figure for a child who does not have a Paul in his life. They might have strong moms and aunts and grandmother, but they need a Paul. Paul was Timothy's dad tour. We could argue where was Paul, Timothy's real dad, where we don't know, and we won't speculate, but Paul stepped up. There are many young men and young ladies out there who don't have a father figure, and your role would be invaluable. We also have some young men who are fathers far too soon, I would say, no judgment, but if you're 17 and 16 and you're a dad, you aren't ready yet. But they need to do what they need to do because responsibility matters, and they need a father figure, somebody to be alongside them to serve as a dad tour. So if you would like to help us out in that way by volunteering to be a dad tour, please call 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsor this morning, Nuzzle Nolan Pest Control Company. You can reach them at 561-556-7895. Let me repeat that, 561-556-7895. But gentlemen, thank you. Time flies when you are having fun. Any final word, Mike, before we close? I'm just going to quickly go around.
I think that these conversations are vital to anyone within an earshot of just going through what they're going through, because they're not alone, and our stories and the people we bring could be that gap, and we just need that.
Thank you, brother. Bill?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, one of Satan's greatest weapons is isolation, and he isolates men. He picks them off and he takes them, and that's when he does his worst business with them. So I agree. These lines are open. We're open. As we have said, we are not experts. We are just guys who've been tapped on the shoulders, and we want to bring this information to the forefront. And the more men that join us, the better we get. So it's a band of brothers, and we're asking you to step up, call us, support us, etc.
All right. Bob?
I know we're almost out of time, but I just want to encourage all of the dads that are listening. Get involved with us.
Yes.
Call Seamus. He's giving you the numbers to reach out. Join us in our efforts to get dads more involved with their children.
Dad Up 1000. Charles, you have 30 seconds.
And on the note that we had today, we love our single mothers.
Yes.
But men, look for those children that need a father figure in their life, especially the boys, because the mother can teach them how to be a great person, but she cannot teach him how to be a good man.
No. And Eunice, thanks be to grandma and to mom, and Lois couldn't for Timothy. All right, we are out of time. Thank you so very much. 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Gentlemen, we need to continue this conversation.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.